Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. Joining us now live on the telephone is our friend G.E. Smith. He's part of Masters of the Telecaster. It's happening October 6th, Saturday night, an 8 o'clock show. It's going to be great. G.E. and Jim Weider are Masters of the Telecaster. G.E., I've been a fan of yours for years and years, from your work with Hall & Oates to your work with Saturday Night Live, your work with Bob Dylan on the Never Ending Tour, and your recording with so many different artists. Has anything stuck out in your mind as some crowning achievements of your career?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been really lucky. And I've had a good time doing all those things you mentioned, and but you know, I was thinking about it because I knew I was going to talk to you, and we're coming to Daryl's house, on October 6th, and the days with Hall & Oates, you know, I was with them for 6 years, 79 to 85, and you know, it was like, you know, I was young, and we were all young, and. To go from when I joined the band, they weren't at like the highest point of their career, you know, but it quickly took off and it just became huge, you know, and we got to travel to a lot of interesting places in the world, and of course all across the United States and Canada multiple times, and we really had fun, you know, to be in a successful band. To me, is about as much fun as you can have.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. And it was a real band. They were very generous in the live situation, you know, of letting us all, you know, be featured in,
yeah,
in the
contribute
show.
To the sound. And you were also in their videos on MTV and all that good stuff. And now you served as the band leader for Saturday Night Live, and that was in an amazing time period. What was it like between the skits? Did it happen live like that in between the skits, and the band would play?
Yeah.
So what went on? Would you entertain the crowd for a while? Like, I know on TV we'd only see little bits, but would it just be a song and then you're out, or would it be a couple of tunes?
Well, what would happen is, you know, the comedy pieces were fluid, you know, so they might not come in to the second the way they'd been rehearsed. So there might be 12 or 15 seconds left over before we're going to go to commercial. And when I was there, the show was live, no delay, no nothing, you know, hour and a half, start to finish, 11:30 to 1. So we would fill in that 12 seconds, and that's what the TV audience would see.
Huh.
And of course, we would keep playing for a while for the people in the house, and at some point we'd stop before the show came back, or maybe we'd keep going so that you'd hear a tiny bit of us just as the show
right,
came,
as
back.
It came back.
It all depended on how the seconds were playing out.
Wow! And so from there, Bob Dylan asked you to go out on the Never Ending Tour. You were out on the road with him for a couple of years. You served as the musical director for Dylan's 30th anniversary concert at Madison Square Garden, which I believe I saw on pay-per-view, and what a party that was. So how'd that work out for you? Was that an incredible time or stressful?
It wasn't stressful. There was a lot of flying back and forth because I was doing Saturday Night Live and the Bob tours at the same time.
Wow.
So, you know, sometimes I'd have to do some quick flights from wherever we were.
Wow.
I remember one time I went from Brazil back to New York, did a show, went back to Brazil, back to New York, did a show, went to London, did a show, back to New York, did a show, then to Paris. And this was all just like boom, 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 you know.
Wow.
But I mean, it's amazing. I'm not complaining. Who's going to complain? It was fantastic. But that Madison Square Garden show that you mentioned,
that was
a high point because there were so many of the people that I had listened to, you know, that I was huge fans of, on that show, and I got to get to know them a little and play with them was, you know,
yeah,
amazing.
I could just imagine.
I can't describe it.
Yeah, and working out arrangements for Bob Dylan's songs, and
that
must have been fun.
It was really fun.
You spent some time with Roger Waters, and you were playing bass and lead guitar. Was Doyle Bramhall the second playing guitar with you on that?
No, I wasn't in the band when Doyle. Doyle had been there before me.
Oh, okay.
So there were three guitar players while I was there. Myself, Snowy White, and Dave Kilminster, who I think is still playing with Roger. Dave is a fantastic guitar player. So Snowy, I love Snowy, good friend. But Dave could really do the Gilmore thing perfectly.
Wow.
You know, it sounded like Gilmore. And when I was there and we were doing The Wall, it wasn't a band, I would say. It was a theatrical presentation.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why I wound up playing bass a lot, because Roger was acting.
He was doing
his character in The Wall, so I would play bass where he had played bass originally on the recording. I think Gilmore played a little bass on a couple songs, but it was mainly Roger. And so I wound up playing bass while Roger was the character.
Wow. And so far, the career has been pretty brilliant. You've put out a bunch of albums throughout the time, and you're coming to Daryl's house, and we're super excited to see you. GE, you're going to be playing with your friend and ours, Jim Weider, who is another master of the Telecaster. And, well, I mentioned all the highlights in your career up till now, sort of, because it just goes to show the people what kind of prowess you wield behind the Telecaster. And the folks that chose you to play with them are all heavy hitters, and they know where to go to get the sound they want, and you are the guy. So that
is... I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, that's an amazing accomplishment in my eyes. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you on stage with Jim Weider. And Jimmy says that you guys play together most of the night, and you share the whole stage, and you play trade licks. Now, do you talk about the instruments you play?
We do to a certain extent. It's different every night. I mean, this is not a planned out band. You know, some bands, like, you can go see them and the guys tell the same jokes in between songs and stuff.
Yeah.
We're not like that. It's very spontaneous, whatever's going on. And I have to say, we call it Masters of the Telecaster. I wouldn't call myself the master of anything. But I'm kind of embarrassed of that name, but it seems to work. People like that name, I guess, because it rhymes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but we're just looking forward to playing. You know, at this point.
And now, what kind of material?
I like to play. Oh, it's it's guitar music. It's blues based, I would say.
Cool.
But we do all kinds of songs from all different eras.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
We do. I like to do songs that were sung by great singers, but I play it instrumentally, you know, because I can't sing like that.
Oh.
So you'll play lyrically
the notes of the singing?
Pretty much the notes of the singing, as much as I can figure them out, you know.
Oh, cool.
People like that because they know the song.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of that kind of stuff.
Now,
it's fun. We just have a good time.
Oh, that's cool. Now, besides playing the guitar, what do you like to do for fun?
For fun? Well, you know, I like to cook. We had a dinner party last night, had some friends over, and they were like, wow, this is amazing, you know. I grew up with my grandmother, my little Lebanese grandmother, and she would cook. She was a fantastic cook, and I picked it up from her. I love to cook. So that's one thing that I like to do, and I read a lot. But mostly I play music, you know. Right. I love to play mandolin around the house.
Oh, cool.
Acoustic guitar. And, you know, then when I'm working, of course, mostly I play electric.
Yeah. And do you play any other instruments besides the Telecaster, other guitars besides the Telecaster?
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. You know, it's too, they're too enticing. You know, you want to get your hands on all different kinds of instruments. But my mom got me a Telecaster for my 11th birthday.
Wow.
Because I had an offer of some work and I needed a good electric guitar. So we went out and found a used one. And so that's what I'm used to. You know, when I put the people always say, aren't you nervous when you go out in front of, you know, 50,000 people or something? I said, no. As long as I have that guitar on, I'm not nervous at all. It's when I don't have the guitar on that I'm nervous. It's the rest of the time in life, you know. Put the guitar on, I'm fine.
Yeah, let the guitar do the talking.
That's it.
Well, GE, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's even more of a thrill to see you playing the guitar. So keep up the good work and keep on keeping on. Give Jim our love. And folks, get tickets, darylshouseclub.com. Don't miss Masters of the Telecaster with Jim Weider and GE Smith, an amazing band. I believe Lincoln is playing with you on bass.
Lincoln, yep, yep. Lincoln Schleifer's playing bass. And I think Josh Dion is playing drums. Great drummer.
Cool. Well, all the best. Knock 'em dead. We look forward to
Thank
the show
you.
On October 6th, 8 o'clock. Don't miss out. Get tickets now before they're gone. GE, we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right. All the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after this.